Now back to John Council on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
Andrea Mrozek is the manager of research and communications at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. No stranger to Late Night Council. Puts out some great stuff. And Andrea, this is quite a study here. How'd you come across this?
Well, it's big news down in the States. It certainly is getting a lot of airtime in the mainstream media and various blogs and amongst academics south of the border. So it's a shame that there's been a virtual blackout on this study here in Canada, save for the piece that I wrote today, I guess.
Now, it came out more than a week ago, and, you know, it's great to have you on, but I have to share some of the findings with our audience, because this is the first time, you know, there's a good chance anybody in Canada has heard of this study. It came out of the Population Research Center at the University of Texas, and the study is entitled, How Different Are the Adult Children of Parents Who Have Same-Sex Relationships? The study compares how the young adult children of a parent who has had a same-sex romantic relationship fare on 40 different social, emotional, and relational outcome variables when compared with six other family of origin types. And then what blew me away, there's 15,000 people that participated in this.
Yeah, it's a very large, randomly selected sample size. The backstory on doing this study for the lead researcher is that there has been a developing consensus in social science over the past 10 years that there are no differences between homosexual families and heterosexual families. That is not true when you look at the research comparing single-parent families and two-parent families, for example. So this researcher, Mark Ragnaris, who is a man of some repute, has written a couple of books and has not focused on the topic of marriage or gay marriage exclusively. He wanted to, it piqued his interest that there was this developing consensus saying there's no differences whatsoever. He wondered whether that could possibly be true in 10 years, that the shift in the scientific consensus could be so fast. So he did this study, and really it is something to consider. It's a study of importance, certainly has some shortcomings, but the big deal here is that it is a large, nationally representative, and most importantly, random sample, many other studies that had been done on this topic before were self-selected. People volunteered to be part of these studies.
Sorry, Andrea. It reminds me of the Masters and Johnson study on sexuality that came out, 40, 50 years ago, and it was accepted as gospel that 10% of the population was gay. From that, and when you know, much more extensive and scientific studies were done, and I remember Time magazine did a cover story on this. The actual percentage is about 1.4, and yet it was politically correct to accept the 10% figure. This study reminds me of, the Masters and Johnson's thing. Now, Andrea, we can't really talk about this without giving some of the significant findings that, and of course, what you're covering it, and I hope, you get more people interviewing about this. The fact that this has been blacked out in Canada, the fact that this study, extensive, maybe the most extensive study ever done on this topic, has been virtually censored out of Canadian media, I find quite troubling. But I want to give some of the findings here based on the article that you've written that we're going to get on the Facebook page, the Late Night Council Facebook page, as soon as we can. Children raised in homes where the parents engaged in same-sex relationships were more likely than their counterparts in intact biological families to experience poor educational attainment, report overall lower levels of mental and physical health, be in counseling or mental health therapy, suffer from depression, have recently thought of suicide, be sexually molested, be unemployed or part-time employed as young adults, have pled guilty to non-minor legal offenses, and live in homes with lower income levels. This is astounding stuff. I mean, if we had truly an objective media here in Canada, why are they so afraid of this? I mean, I think you and I know, but this is glaring that this kind of information has literally been censored out of Canadian media.
Well, I think it's a shame, and the main reason I think it's a shame is because we can get into the study shortcomings later if you want, but the strength lies in the 15,000 people surveyed, and this is the lived experience of adult children. That's another unique aspect of the study, is that they've asked the already adult children. These are kids who grew up between 1971 and 1994, so they're between the ages of 18 to 39 today, and they were asked as adults how they experienced their childhood. And so it is a shame that we would not pay attention to this lived experience of these adults. And that in itself, I think, is something that would be of interest and note for example, people in counseling or just to better understand people and their upbringings and how that looked for them at the time. What this study does not do is it does not predict the future. It does not say that all gay parents are terrible. It does not assert causality. So by that, I have to say it doesn't say that there's a direct link between these outcomes and the fact that the parents were engaged in same-sex relationships. It does not say that at all, and it puts that up front in the study itself. So that's all important information.
It simply reports the results of the study.
It just reports, and it's a limited study, as I just said.
Right.
It looks at those adults aged 18 to 39 today and how they experienced their childhoods, and these are some of the outcomes. So it is, in fact, what I would call a fairly neutral study from that standpoint. There's no political ramifications, in fact, in the states today. Some might say, oh, you know, at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada, you're going to use this to somehow detract from the legal status of gay marriage. No, in fact, the discussion is so robust south of the border that people are actually using this study to say this is a study that suggests that marriage is important for people who are in same-sex relationships because marriage would be a stabilizing factor. And clearly the instability in some of these households is a problem. And so that's part of the discussion that we are not having here.
Right, right. And so you don't get to have that discussion when the whole article and the finding is censored out because somebody's got an editorial agenda in some type of media company.
That's right. I fear that that's probably the reason, or people think that this is old news. Canada has legalized same-sex marriages. This really doesn't have any political implications, and that is something that the study author has himself said. And for people who are concerned about his bias, he has not weighed in on the topic of marriage in the States, which is, of course, a hot political issue right now.
Hasn't commented on it any, and there's nothing on it, nothing in it in the study as well. Do you get the feeling that it doesn't matter what studies say, popular sentiment is going to win out politically anyway? People are going to, think of it, okay? Think of it. We got study after study. We got empirical evidence. Smoking causes cancer, okay? But you still got people who are going to pay exorbitant prices for tobacco, you know, to commit suicide on the installment plan. I mean, they know. But, you know, there's still people that determine, well, I'm going to do that. And when the winds of political correctness blow, it doesn't matter what type of studies come up. I think people are going, well, this is the way I'm going to live and, you know, come hell or high water, you know?
Yeah, well, there certainly is. I mean, there's a blackout on this for sure. I cite in the piece that I wrote the fact that when studies have showed the opposite conclusion.
Oh, media's all over it.
Then you hear about it, right, left, and center.
For sure.
And those studies were, I'm not saying those studies that they've done in the past are all bunk. That's not the case at all. They have some value, but the fact that they were self-selected people who chose to be part of it is an obvious problem when you're looking at the conclusions, and also the fact that they didn't talk to the kids. They're talking to the parents. Parents would have a vested interest in saying certain things about how they're raising their kids. So you hear about those studies, right, left and center, but when something comes up that has possibly some contentious outcomes, but as I mentioned, I don't even think that this is that contentious a study. It's not necessarily even a study of gay parents. The title of my article is that it's a new study of the children of parents who have had same-sex relationships, and that is the actual title of the study because at the time that these people were kids growing up, there was no legal marriage, and oftentimes the manner in which these children came to be raised by parents in same-sex relationships was through heterosexual families. So there's obviously also some family breakdown involved there, which is another point of discussion, and that's the kind of discussion they're having in the United States, but not here.
Yeah, because you know our media knows what's good for us, and they don't want to publish that. Well, Andrea, we're going to get you sent me the article, and we're going to get the link up, and folks are going to put on the Late Night Council Facebook page. I encourage you to read the article and make your own conclusions. And if you want to call in and have a discussion on it tonight on Ask the Pastor Tonight, feel free to do that. Andrea Mrozek is the head of research. She's the manager of research and communications at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. Andrea, thanks for taking the time tonight. I appreciate you sharing your info with us and your expertise. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
And we're right back after this.